ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Binding Krishna Part 2. There was a question. Madhukanta asked, how could it happen? How could Mother Yashoda leave her son who was becoming thin from hunger? Why could she put him aside and take care of some ordinary milk? And she supposed to be the incarnation of motherly affection. So Snigdhakanta heard his brother asking this question, and he spoke with a smile. First hear this. No, Yashoda was the perfection of motherly affection. And both Nanda and Yashoda thought, this is my son. And from birth, they had mamatva, or possessiveness, with complete disregard for their own bodies and houses. Brahma said this about all the people of Braj, what to speak of his parents. Brahma said to Krishna, what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavan, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and heart are all only dedicated for you? The answer is given. Since the milk and yogurt were for Krishna, they were even more attractive than Krishna. This is the special nature of her love. This was her way of thinking. I'm undergoing great difficulties here. I'm not aware of my household duties and what should be done or not. Krishna is my son. He is dearer to me than body and house. So she was making Krishna the object of her compassion, and she thought her duty was to serve Krishna. Krishna also understood that her scolding and punishment were her show of affection. What more can be said to her affectionate caring for him? When the inhabitants of Braj sometimes became angry with Krishna, this increased their love for him. Just as sometimes the fire of lightning is seen in the thick cloud, so they become angry like a lightning, but it is only the affection, the increasing of affection. So mother and son mutually benefited each other. When Yashoda went to take the milk of the fire, she spoke in joy. My dear milk, I worship you with aratrik. But for a moment, please put... my dear Krishna, I worship you with aratrik. But for a moment, please protect the churning pot. After taking care of the milk, I will come as quickly as I can. While she quickly went from the churning place and then returned, the cloth covering her breasts completely sprinkled the path with milk. But because his desire was obstructed, Krishna became very, very upset. So let's make it clearer. Mother Yashoda took care of the milk because the milk was serving Krishna, because Krishna's pleasure was more important to her than Krishna even. Krishna, therefore she ran to take care. It's a little bit like, Radharani once was seen in taking care of a little calf. The calf had eaten dry straw and one spike had pierced its lips. So Radha came and nursed the cow. She took the dry straw, which was in the lip, out, and then applied kumkum for disinfection. And all this while she thought, I'm doing this because this calf is part of Krishna's cow herd, and Krishna will be very pleased when this calf is taken care of. So her compassion was not isolated from Krishna. And in the same way, Mother Yashoda's taking care of the boiling milk was not isolated from Krishna. But Krishna had another plan. He became very upset. His lips were red with anger. Tears started flowing from his eyes. He began to cry. And then, taking up some stones, he broke the pot with a stone. And himself, the butter flowed out of the pot, but he didn't touch it. Poets describe this. The white moons of his teeth became red like the lips, and his eyes like Chakora birds became filled with tears. With his two lotus hands, he destroyed the yogurt pot, showing his strength. The yogurt within remained intact. Krishna then created another festival. He carefully took the ghee from the hanging pot and began eating it. He then took the ghee pot away through a side door. Carefully he struck the door panel to loosen the bolt, and then entered the storeroom, bolting the door after him. After entering, using a wooden bed to climb, he stole the ghee and then fled while no one was looking. Yashoda, seeing that the milk had thickened on the stove, took the pot off the stove and quickly returned to where her son was before. Knowing the type of actions of her son, she sees the broken pot, she felt both anger and joy and then smiled. Though she was worried at first, a message from the sky caused her to smile. Here is the message from the sky. Some voice came. The baby bee, being very thirsty, has not been fully satisfied with honey and has thus broken the lotus bud. On breaking the lotus and seeing only the contents flow out without honey, the bee has gone to another lotus and obtained honey. So, in other words, Krishna has, just like a baby bee, broken one lotus bud, but there was not enough honey in there, so like a bee, he flew to another lotus. Moreover, said the voice, you have shown skill in taking the milk of the fire, but you will be praised more for your ability to pacify the anger of your son. In other words, now go after Krishna, take care of him. Hearing this, she smiled. Seeing his footprints of buttermilk, which indicated the path of his theft, she was able to unbolt the door and then acted as follows. So she left the room and saw that her son had made mischief. She followed him and then saw him as he was looking around with fearful eyes. He was moving his eyes about. I have stolen the ghee and mother will see me. How will I meet her gaze? Fearing her, he moved his eyes from ear to ear. He overturned a mortar and sat on it while feeding monkeys. As his eyes moved here and there, seeing him do this, Yashoda smiled slightly and became filled with astonishment. She silently approached in order to catch her thieving son, but seeing her, he began to flee. It is well known that the thief has 100 eyes, whereas the owner of wealth has only 2 eyes. So on this note, we will end the reading today. Krishna knows very well about the mischief he has done. He enjoys this pastime. He has totally forgotten that he is God. He doesn't need to steal butter or ghee. And he just wants to see Mother Yashoda's various different spicy forms of love. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relationship with Jagadananda once made a comment. He made Jagadananda angry. And then he said, preparations cooked by an angry cook are more spicy, so please cook for me. And this was a very affectionate dealing, so to say, of the Lord with Jagadananda. So here Krishna wants the various shades of love come out. He is a connoisseur. He likes to taste love and the various shades of love. I sometimes think even as sadhakas in this world, Krishna likes to see how we relate to him in various ways. Sometimes even Krishna is not, has no problem when the devotee sometimes says, my Lord, I don't understand why you did this. He, yes, appreciates all these shades of love. Yeah, the last thing which I've never forgotten this. So Krishna sits now on the mortar. He waits for Mother, you know, he just thinks Mother Yashoda will come any moment and his eyes go from left to right. And I like Jiva Goswami's example very much. A thief has 100 eyes. Have you known this? When you do something wrong, then any moment you think, oh, I could be catched. There's a phone call and you think, oh no, someone has found out that I'm doing wrong. Oh no. And you see all of a sudden the world in terms of your wrong activities. That is why psychologists say guilt is such a difficult feeling, because you're totally consumed by it. You see, maybe you do know it is found in criminology. If a person commits a murder, he has to always go back there and see the place where he did it. It begins to haunt him. And that's why when we do things which are wrong, they always come up and they become into our consciousness. It's us who suffer. when Krishna says, don't do this, and he gives orders, it's totally in our interest, not in our, and I like how Krishna here sits, you know. Imagine, he sees Mother Yashoda coming from 100 directions, 100 eyes. Oh, and oh my God, what was that? That noise, was it Yashoda coming? And then the monkey goes, oh my God, did the monkey see Yashoda coming? And everywhere he's totally, he goes totally in the rasa. So with this, we will end our reading and continue tomorrow. Yes, I see the place. Sri Damodar Krishna ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.